April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds Podcast presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Elliot Short Parks, James Seltzer with you. And it's Parks Picks time, Elliot. We are diving in. We've had a lot of Eagles stuff to talk about with training camp, preseason games, and all that. So we've been talking a lot of Eagles. But this pod is back. It's the Parks Picks pod. We're talking gambling here on out. And we're going to get into some over-unders today. We're going to preview the NFC East from an over-under perspective. We're going to get into some of my favorite over-unders. And then once the season starts every week on this pod, we're going to go through the entire slate of games. We're going to make some parlays, have some fun. It's going to be awesome, man.
Yeah, look, we've been saying for the last year now, like, gambling is going to be a big part of this pod. Me and you both enjoy doing it. It's extremely fun. I like the NFL. I mean, I personally really enjoy betting soccer, but the NFL is right up there with it on the best sports to bet. Like, you put the parlay together for the week. I actually think futures in football are really fun too, because I just think they're better to follow, in my opinion, than other sports. So super excited for this year. But I will start by saying this, that last time we recorded yesterday at this time, and I guessed what the amount of rainfall that would come in Westchester was.
Oh, buddy.
Over under. I messed that one up. I was a little conservative.
Which is shocking. I would have thought you would have gone the other way.
I thought I was.
Quite alarmist with this stuff.
Yes. I said a specifically high number, just thinking like, all right, well, if I say high, then it'll come in under. So I was like emotionally, you know, playing myself. But what a storm. That was unbelievable.
You said it. You texted me last night. You're like, this is historic. And I'm like, come on, Elliot. It was historic.
Yeah.
It turned out you were right.
I tried to tell you.
And yes, first and foremost, before we reign of it all, like, obviously, most important thoughts, prayers, everything go out to anyone who was affected by this last night. Because, you know, Elliot and I are lucky. I know in the city it wasn't too bad. You know, it was annoying to get around and all that, but nothing real damaging to me. Elliot out in Westchester wasn't as bad, but some of the spots in Jersey, you know, South Jersey, all that type of stuff, you know, around the area just got really, really crushed. A lot of houses damaged, all that. So, you know, we are 100% just putting good thoughts out there for all those people, because that is, it's toughy.
Yeah, well, and look, we joke on the pod about my fear of rain, like, because my life impacted by rain is minimal, right? Like, it's a joke when we do it. But like last night, I mean, I just can't even imagine. Like, I can't imagine coming home, or if you were home or whatever, and just your house is gone. Like, this is stuff you see in the Midwest. Like, I'm following it last night, and it's like tornado warning, flash flood warning, like flash flood emergency. Like, you look at what happened in New York and all that, and it's just wild. Like, you know, there's just nothing you can do about it. Like once the rain comes, it's just, it's there. So super scary. You know, as you said, obviously, like, I'm just devastated for anybody that was super impacted by this. For the people that did actually, and a fair amount of people did tweet me, which I appreciated, asking how I was holding up. Like, I got a little bit of water in my basement, which for me, if you listen to the pod, was clearly very traumatic. But on a larger scale of everything that happened last night, like, I was fine. And the basement will be okay. But just unbelievable to watch throughout the night.
Yeah, it really was. And to your point, like, get the alerts going off nonstop, you know, the it felt like at one point it was like every 5 minutes my phone was making that noise, you know, going crazy. My dogs are freaking out. Zoe's freaking out. So yeah, it was a really, you're right. Look, I to your point, I've made a lot of fun of you for your fear of rain comments.
In good reason, too.
Yes, you know, but you know what? Yesterday was a perfect example of, you know what, why a potential healthy fear of rain isn't necessarily the worst thing, because that was
people
awful.
People don't respect weather as much as they should.
You're
like,
right.
I've said that on this pod, and it's just true. Like, once it comes, there's nothing to be done about it. There's no stopping it. There's no controlling it. Like, it's terrifying. So I just hope everyone that was impacted by it, hopefully everything, you know, I hope everything turns out okay. It's just sad and scary.
Yeah, it really is. All right. With that in mind, obviously, we'll hopefully, you know, take some people's minds off, talk a little football, have a little fun talking gambling. But of course, you know, first and foremost, just thinking of everyone out there. All right. And I'm happy you're okay, because I know, you know, it definitely was. It was crazy out last night, you know. So, and then living in the city, I don't, you know, it's generally not as bad for me from those perspectives. You know, it doesn't flood in the city that often, even though right now 676 is underwater.
Well, I heard you say on the radio that it took you an hour and 20 minutes to get in. I've driven with you from the studio to your house. Like, I think the time we did it, it took, you know, eight or 9 minutes.
Yes,
or something
it is.
Like that.
It is. If it takes 10 minutes, it was a long ride. So, yeah, man.
How did it take an hour and 20 minutes?
Like, so I had to drop Zoe off. So, like, that adds, like, you know, 20 minutes, let's say. But what it was, you know, going to drop Zoe off and stuff and going over, like, the South Street Bridge and this and that. Like, all these places that I have to go by where 76 is an outlet for it and no one could get on to 76. Like, you weren't allowed on to 76. It's particularly one direction. So it was just a flood of cars that would normally be on the highway in the city on these city streets trying to figure out ways to navigate where they're going. So it was just like, it took forever. But, you know, again, in the grand scheme of
things. In the grand schemes, like, I just can't even imagine, and then we'll move on, but just like, I just cannot even imagine. Like, we live in the Northeast and there's a tornado warning and you normally get them and you're like, all right, like, I'm not actually going to go in the basement. But just you look at what happened in Jersey and it's just wild to think that that actually happened where we live, like, close by. There was one in Willow Grove. Like, it's just bananas. But all right.
It really is.
Thoughts and prayers and all that.
Yeah, it really is. No, I'm with you. It was a really crazy night. And again, we just hope everyone ultimately is okay. All right, let's get into some gambling talk, some NFL talk. I'm going to give you, I went through every single over-under win total in the NFL on the Park Sportsbook app, and you can bet on all of these right now on the Park Sportsbook app. We'll tell you more about a deal for the Parks app later. But I went through and picked my 8 favorite over-under totals, Elliot. We're going to get to those. I want to start with the NFC East, and spoiler alert, 2 of the 8 are in the NFC, so we'll get to those. And in fact, like, I have 4 favorite over-under totals by far. And then the second group of 4, my 8, is like the looser 4 that I like, but I'm not in love with. But I have 4 of my favorites by far. And coincidentally, let's start in the NFC East. And I'll give away one of my favorites right now because it is the top over-under win total in the NFC East as we start talking NFC East. Elliot, I do not have enough money in my account in my life to bet as much as I want that Dallas is not going to win more than 9.5 games. The Dallas Cowboys under is one of my 4 favorite over-unders on the entire board. I don't think they're very good. Dak is a total question mark. The defense was horrible last year, and it's 9.5. This team won 6 last year, Elliot. 6 games. I cannot believe that Dallas is 9.5. I love the under, Elliot.
So I'm not as confident on this one as you are. I do think if I had to pick, I would pick the under, but I think you'll be sweating it out. I mean, to your point about 6 games, they won 6 games with only having Dak for 4 or 5 of them. Now, I know they weren't good when Dak was, or they didn't have a good win-loss record when Dak was out there. So that's part of it. I mean, my concerns with Dallas would be the defense could once again be really bad. I do think Dan Quinn is an upgrade, but like, I'm not, if you don't go from like the worst defense and the historically worst defense to a decent defense that quickly just because of the coordinator. Like, that's a talent issue. Dak, as we've said, like, I think his injury history, his injury coming off it is legitimate. We saw what injuries did to Carson. It changes things quickly, especially when they involve the legs. And now he's dealing with a shoulder injury. So I would take the under 9.5. I'm not as confident as you are. I could see them landing like right at 8 or 9. So you're sweating it out, but I don't think they're a double digit win team.
Yeah. I think 9 is like a best case scenario. And I know that, like, you know, things could play out where they could win more, like, but for me, the way I look at this Cowboys team, I don't think they win more than 9, and I think they're like a 7-win team. Like, I just don't – 7-8. To be frank, I think the entire NFC East is going to be bad this year yet again. I think we are in for another one of those years. I think the winning team will win it with like 9-8 or 10-7, and I don't think Dallas is going to be that team. So for this one, that's pretty easy for me. I really, really, really love the Cowboys under. All right, the second team in the division, we're just going to go down the list in terms of top over under to bottom. This is not one of my favorites, but Washington's over-under of 8, Elliot, you know how I feel. I still, after the whole offseason, after it's all done or whatever, I think Washington's winning the division. I think they're the best team in the division. I still feel, honestly, I feel more confident about Washington winning the division today than I did when we started talking about this in the offseason. I think they're the best team. I think that they're just flat out the best roster. I like Fitzpatrick a lot more than you do. I love the over of 8. It is not in my list of my 8 favorites, but it was just on the outside looking in. But I love the over of 8. I think Washington wins 9 or 10 and wins the division.
So 8 is the perfect number. It's really hard to pick with that. I just don't believe in Ryan Fitzpatrick. And I also think that as good as the roster you're saying the roster is, like, they had that roster last year, and I understand the quarterback makes a difference, but they had that roster last year.
A massive difference, and they also added Curtis Samuel. I think the offense is going to be significantly better. I think Terry McLaurin is a stud. I think he's going to end this year.
Yeah.
He's a top 10-ish receiver in football. I think Antonio Gibson, we're going to look back on this season and be like, oh, that guy's one of the best running backs in football. And I think Fitzpatrick's going to be good with the guys around him. I mean, between McLaurin, Samuel, Gibson, Logan Thomas, I mean – that's weapons, man. That's legit weapons. They're a feisty little offense, and I think they're going to surprise some people, and I think the defense is obviously going to be very good. I think Washington, like, let's put it this way. Like, I think it's 9 or 10 to win the division, but I think Washington, if they won 11, I wouldn't be shocked. I think Washington's pretty good.
So what's funny is we did the fantasy football draft for WIP last night, and in the midst of my, like, checking the basement every second, I put it on auto draft, and it, of course, drafted Washington's defense, which is very – off brand for me because I'm just not big on Washington. So ultimately what it comes down to for me is I'm just not betting on Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm not. So I'm going to go under.
Okay.
I'll go under.
I like this. We have our first disagreement. It is a strong one. I'll mark it down. We disagree on Washington. All right. Next, Elliot, this next one. Also one of my 8. Now it was not, Dallas is one of my 4 favorites, which again are a stone cold Mount Rushmore for me of my 4 favorite over unders. But in that next grouping, the New York Giants over-under of 7. You know how I feel, dude. I just don't get it. I'm smashing this under. They feel like a 4 or 5 win team to me.
Look, you know that our official slogan for the Giants this year, earmuffs everybody, is like, fuck out of here. Like, just fuck out of here with the Giants. Like, just get out of here. So I was going to ask you not to tell me, but you went and did it. I would have. I think this team is winning 4 games.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I would have taken the under on 4.5. So the fact that it's 7, like, this might be the easiest bet in the world this season. I mean, there is literally no way this team is finishing 8-8.
Well, again, they won 6 last year, and, like, everything else in the division fell apart, and they won 6.
Yeah, and their defense was winning game for them last year. I don't believe they're going to be doing that again. Saquon is clearly not healthy. I follow the reports from camp, and they, like, it seems like every day it's like he takes the littlest step forward. Daniel Jones is terrible. Kenny Golladay is
hasn't
hurt
practiced. Yeah, he's like not even practicing. They spent all that money on Kenny Golladay. We did our WIP fantasy football draft, and he went like the 10th round last night.
I know.
They give $18 million a year for that guy. By the way, just to put a bow on something, David Gettleman is absolutely the worst general manager in football. Like,
it's unbelievable.
Like, flat out. I mean, the guy doesn't care about being a general manager. Like, he doesn't do any of the stuff that general managers do, like look for value, restructure contracts, like of create cap space, like all these like basic things that every general manager in the NFL does. Like, this guy doesn't do them. It's unbelievable. He is such a disaster, and the Giants are not going anywhere until he's gone. I feel so confident.
And Joe Judge is not a good
fraud,
coach.
A fraud. But so, Gettleman's even worse. Like, Gettleman is the worst at his job in the sport. And, oh, by the way, Daniel Jones right up there at the worst in his job in his sport, too. Yeah, they're going to be so bad.
I think Joe Judge, and also, and then we'll move on because we can only rip them for so long. But, like, this is really what it comes down to. They have the worst offensive line in football. And that's it. That's all you need to know. If you have the worst offensive line in football, you are going to be one of the worst teams in the league. Point blank period.
Especially
unless
if you have one of the worst quarterbacks,
genius
too.
And head coach.
Yeah, or right. Like Patrick Mahomes can probably, and I know in the Super Bowl and all that, but over the course of a season, Patrick Mahomes with the worst offensive line in football will make some plays. He'll be okay. Like, they might not be the best team. Right, exactly. Right. But when you've got Daniel Jones buying the worst offensive line, are you kidding me?
And when Saquon's healthy, they're going to want to give him the ball, and the line is terrible. So, yeah, this under, I can't believe it's 7. Like, this is stealing money.
I'm with you, and I love all these. Like, there's a lot of Giants hype now. People are like, this team's going to win the division. I love Joe Judge. Can't wait.
I know. It shows what a disaster they were that they won 6 games, and everyone's like, oh, here we go.
So great. I mean, the saddest thing that happened, you know, football-wise all year was Giants fans like actually being upset that their 6-win team didn't win the division.
I know.
Like, it's like embarrassing. You should be embarrassed. Like, what a loser. What a loser.
They're gonna be so bad.
Like, I mean, it is as big loser energy as it gets. All right, one more. We all know what it is. I don't think we even need to ask you, Elliot. 6.5, the over-under, which way you're going on this one, I think. If you made your list of your 4 favorite, 8 favorites, it would be on your list as an over, obviously. You've got me to the point where I do agree with you that I think in terms of just odds wise, I would bet on Washington because they still have plus odds and I think they win the division, but the Eagles odds to win the division are nice. I like the play in a division where everyone stinks. I still have them as a 7-win team, 6 or 7 range, but I will go over, Elliot, but
there it is. I knew it.
I don't feel great about it. I'm predicting 7 wins. So I feel like I have to go over. If 7's my win total, I have to go over. But I certainly wouldn't bet on it like you would.
So if it was up to you, you would bet the division winner opposed
for
to the
sure.
over.
In a okay. second.
And that
in
makes
second,
sense with the odds. With that makes sense with the
odds. Yeah, at least there's
some. Yeah, I mean, you know where I stand. Like, I think they're going to win 9 or 10 games. And maybe even 11 if my bet hits. So, like, yeah, I think the over 6.5 is easy.
Yeah, that was an easy one for you. All right, we're going to get to and again, look, I do think that, I mean, the fact that 2 of my 8 favorite over-unders in the entire league are unders in the NFC East, that's a good thing. Definitely a good sign.
It is.
You know, so Washington's a team that scares me. All right, we're going to, in a second, get to my other 6. You know 2 of them. You know 2 of my 8. You know 1 of my first 4, 1 of my second 4. Cowboys under 9.5 and the Giants under 7, which Elliot likes even more than the Cowboys one, so that would be in his first 4. All right, coming up next, I'm going to give you my favorites. Elliot, I went through the entire league, every single over-under. I want to get your thoughts. 6 more to go. We're going to get to that. But first, I said I'd tell you about a deal. I always do. Download the Parx Sportsbook app now, especially now, because like I said, Elliot and I are going to really bring it this season. There's going to be so much content for you to have fun with this app. With the app's fun, it's easy to use, it's intuitive, and these games are so much more fun when you got some action on it. Like, we're going to watch Green Bay versus New Orleans or New York versus Cincinnati. Like, any of these games, like, we're going to watch them. We watch all of them. Whatever's on, we're going to watch. Some people have Red Zone. You're watching all of it. Like, there's always something to be invested in. And, yes, we got fantasy and all that, but let me tell you, this is so much better. You can root for an entire team. And if you want to, you can still bet on individual players. Like, it is just such a no-brainer to download the app, have some fun this season, because Elliot and I are going to be having a lot of fun on this app. Elliot, we're going to put together, we're going to start with $100. We're going to start our own account. Like, we each have our own personal Parks account, but we're going to start a Go Birds account. And we're going to follow the trajectory through the season, see how much money we win. We're going to win some money for some people. Because we pick every game, which we will do for you guys, but we don't bet on every game. So you're going to get the other ones we bet on and stuff too. Elliot, I'm super pumped, man. Everyone needs this app, like now.
Yeah, and honestly, maybe we will bet on every game this year. You just, you know, who knows, right? We'll just literally bet like $3 on every game.
Look at you.
You know,
Elliot's getting wild. Like, Elliot's,
I'm excited.
But Elliot's ready, guys.
By week four, who knows whether we'll still, you know, be wanting to bet every single game.
Elliot
but,
is so ready. I love it so much. This is so great.
So, quick side note.
Yes.
There's no soccer this weekend because it's an international break. So there's World Cup qualifiers, but there's no EPL this week. But that means that the following week, week one of the NFL, it returns. So it is going to be an all-time gambling weekend for me personally.
Oh,
so
and we'll go through all the football and we'll continue to give you Elliot's soccer picks. And hey, if you're not into this stuff, you can bet on baseball. You can bet on MMA. You can bet on basketball, which is just around the corner. We're going to start up soon. There's so much fun stuff to bet on. And like I said before, you bet on individual player performances. You can bet on things as they're happening. Live in-game betting is a wild ride. And here's the deal. If you sign up now, new customers, you get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Just download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's G-O-B-I-R-D-S to get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Your risk-free bet is refunded on site credit. The website has all the details. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Elliot, here we go. I'm going to go from 6 to 1. Because we've already gotten two. So again, my first four, Cowboys under 9.5 is one of my first four favorites. Giants under 7, one of my second four favorites. So I have three left in each category. I will give you my three that I don't love quite as much, but I am still in on. You tell me what you think. The first one, I have a feeling you're going to agree with this. Now, this is a team that I like. They won 11 games last year. The over-under is 9.5 this year. But the biggest reason I like them is because of the division that they play in. The games they will be playing, because I think you agree, we know for a fact they are in a division with two horrendous teams. I think it's going to be three borderline horrendous teams. The Titans over 9.5, as much a bet against the Colts, the Texans, and the Jaguars as it is anything. I think the Titans win this division. I think they're the best team in this division. I think they get to at least 10 wins, and they'll probably end up at 11 or 12 because of the division they play in. I really like the Titans over 9.5.
Wait, so you're telling me the Titans over under, with a 17-game schedule, after they won 11 games last year, 9.5.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, that might be. Look, like I think the Eagles over 6.5 is a great bet.
And
dude, they, yeah, this. I mean, they're gonna beat the Colts at least once, if not probably twice. They're gonna beat the Jaguars twice. They're gonna beat the Texans twice. That's 5 wins right there. Like, yeah, I mean, this is easy money.
I think so, too.
I think they're going to be good. They're going to win the division.
I think they're going to win the division. I feel really confident. The Colts are going to be bad. Like, we feel
I mean, they could go 9-8, and you would – or no, it's 9-8.
No,
so
have
you need
to be
them
10.
To go, yeah, you're
10-7? Like, they're going to go 10-7. Like, they're going to go 10-7. So,
like, do they know something we don't? Is there something I don't know? I mean, I know Julio's been a little banged up, but – they didn't have him last year.
It's a weird one. And right now you can't even bet on the Colts one because it's been going up and down. It was like it started out
such
at
a disaster.
Yeah, well, it started out as 10 and it's down to like last I saw was 8.5 on Parks, and then like it's not on the board right now, I guess, because of the Wentz stuff and back and forth and whatever. But if you want to bet against the Colts right now, I think betting the Titans over is a good way to do it. So all right, I'm happy we're on board. We're 1-for-1 here. Now these next two, I will be honest. So if the way I ranked them, we're going to get to my favorites, but these next two are my two longest shots. So I love the Titans and Giants. They would be like my 5 and 6 ones. These are my 7 and 8. So these are more the, I feel good about it and I would bet on it, but you know, I'm not betting a lot on. The next ones we'll get to, I'm betting a lot on, but I'll give you the first one. And I could say both of these have a similar theme in that I'm betting on infrastructure. I'm betting on a head coach. I'll start with the Pittsburgh Steelers, an over-under of 8.5, Elliot. This is a team that won 12 games last year. This is a team with a head coach who has never gone under 500 in his career. 15 years in, Mike Tomlin has never had an under 500 team, in case you haven't put it together, in a 17-game season. The over-under is 8.5. If they go under, Mike Tomlin will have his first losing season in his career as a head coach. I just don't see that happening. I just don't see it happening. I think I don't think they're the best team in the league or anything, but I think the infrastructure there, I love the Najee Harris pick. I think that guy's going to be a monster for them. The defense is good. They're talented. And I know Ben's what he is, but I mean, he's still a crafty,
well, Ben's on a diet.
Crafty vet, you know, who can you know, won't lose you too many games, I don't think. I like Pittsburgh over 8.5. Again, I'm not in love with it, but I like Pittsburgh over 8.5.
So I would actually, I wouldn't bet this one. I mean, unless you're just going to bet everyone, which is fun, but I wouldn't bet this one. I would pick the under though. Like your point about Tomlin is true, and they are one of those franchises that just win. So I am like, honestly, in some ways, my reasoning for liking the Eagles is like similar in that way, just because I think the Eagles are a well-run franchise, and that's similar with Pittsburgh, but they're in a tougher division. Like the Browns are kind of frauds, but at least they're going to be a tough, they're going to be tough to play against. The Ravens are obviously good. We'll see with Joe Burrow. Like his ACL is clearly a you know, coming back from that matters, but he was good last year. So maybe those games aren't super easy. So, and all things come to an end, and it just feels like the Steelers are coming to an end of like the Roethlisberger era. And those things very rarely end on a high note. So I would pick the under, but I think it'll be close. Like I think they're a 9 or 8 win team, but I would pick under.
Okay. All right, so you'll go slightly under. I will go over on that one. I feel pretty good about it. I think they're being slightly underrated heading into the season. All right, one more, and then I'll get to my three favorites. Again, the Cowboys under 9.5, one of my favorites. This is another one, betting on a coach, betting on a situation. I don't love this one, to be honest. This one of the 8 would probably be my last of the 8, but I like it, and I like the buzz around the team. I think the defense is going to be really, really, really good, and in a year where, look, when you look around the league, there aren't that many great head coaches anymore. You know, like the legendary great head coaches. There are a few, but there's been a lot of turnover. There's a lot of bad coaching in the league. And the man just watched Tom Brady win a Super Bowl. I think the Patriots are going over 9 wins this year. I think 9 is their floor, and 9 is their over-under. I think the Patriots are a double-digit win team this year. I think Mac Jones is going to be awesome. I'm all in on Mac Jones, Elliot, if you could believe it. I think the Pats are going to be good this year.
So when I saw the Patriots practice against the Eagles, I said to myself, the Patriots are going to be one of the worst teams in the league this year. I don't believe in their roster. If I'm not mistaken, Stephon Gilmore either is on the PUP or something like that. He's injured, I believe. Yeah. So he's out the first 6 weeks. I saw the Eagles receivers dominate their cornerbacks. I do like Mac Jones. Like, I think that there could be something there, but 9 is such a high number. You said it's 9.5.
No, it's 9.
Or is it 9? 9. I would bet
push
the
if they get, yeah.
And I'd feel pretty comfortable.
I feel
about
pretty
that.
Good
I think
about.
I think
this
they're
one.
A 6 or 7 win team.
They have a pretty easy schedule. I think you're wrong. And I think that you as we've talked about, put way too much into joint practices. Their defense is legit. They got a bunch of guys back from last year. They went out and signed guys. They spent a bunch of money. I think Belichick is going in wanting to win games this year in a way that he hasn't in a little while. I feel pretty good about this one. I would bet on the Patriots over. All right, let's get to my three favorites that I feel most confident about, along with the Cowboys over under 9.5. I have two top ones. We'll get to that second. First, one of my four favorites. I don't know why it's still 10.5. It doesn't make any sense to me. As soon as Aaron Rodgers said, I'm back and I'm playing for Green Bay, I assumed it would go up. It didn't. I don't see any way the Packers don't win at least 11 games this year. With Aaron Rodgers back, final year in Green Bay, they have a great roster around them. This team won 13 games last year. They're in a potentially horrific division. I think the Lions are going to be one of the worst teams in football. The Bears have a chance to be a dumpster fire, depending on how long
and
they
the
wait
Vikings
to go to Justin
too.
Fields. And so do the Vikings. So I couldn't believe that Green Bay is only 10.5. Like, I expect it to be at least 11.5. I feel great about Green Bay's over.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. I think anytime, like betting over double digit, betting 11 wins is always risky just because that's a lot of wins. But I agree. I think their division's going to be terrible. Aaron Rodgers is going to kill it again this year. Like, I think it's a good bet.
All right, two more. You mentioned them before. I can't believe their over-under is 6.5. They feel like a 4-win team, maybe less. I know they won 4 last year and they lost Joe Burrow and all that, but I think the Bengals are going to be awful. They had a horrific training camp, a horrific preseason. Everyone's talking about how horrible the roster looks. I think Zach Taylor is a loser coach. And I think while you know we're both in on Joe Burrow, like he tore his ACL in October last year and he's back.
Yeah.
Like I just don't think he's going to look like Joe Burrow at first. I think the Bengals are a stone-cold, mortal lock, to quote Howard Eskin, going under 6.5. I feel amazing about this bet.
Yeah, there's no way they're going 7-9.
No, like no.
Or no, I guess it'd be 7-10.
7-10, but either way, there's no chance. And again, to your point before about the division, they're in a division with the Browns, the Ravens, and the Steelers, all three teams noticeably better than them.
Yeah, they could go 0-6. They could go 0-6.
Yeah, handling
easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a stone cold lock. We should actually take some of our 100 and but this is one I think we should definitely bet.
Dude, it's one of my two favorites. I'm about to do the next one, and honestly, as much as I love the next one for reasons I will explain, I think the Bengals under 6.5 is probably the smartest bet on the board, in my opinion.
Yep.
Now my favorite bet, and it's mostly because I'm planting my flag right now, Elliot. I'm planting my flag with this team. I'm doing it right now. I'm picking them to win the Super Bowl this year. That's where I'm at. They're over on. This is a team that won 13 games last year and got better. Quarterback taking another step forward potentially. I think he's going to be the MVP this year. Somehow, some way, the 13 win Bills from last year with an extra game this year only have an over under of 11. It makes no sense to me. I think they're winning 13 or 14 games this year. Absolutely adore the Buffalo Bills this year. I think they win the Super Bowl. I think Josh Allen wins MVP. And I absolutely think they win at least 12 games.
Yeah. I mean, again, like, I just, these high number bets always worry me just because something goes wrong and all of a sudden, you know. So I like the bets more that we've talked about where it's like under 6.5, like 8, 9, like those type of bets. I could see the Bills having some regression. Like, I do think they're good, but ultimately I agree with you. With 17 games, I think over is probably the move.
Yeah, it's too low. 11's too low. They're way too good. And again, I'm higher on them the most. I think the Bills are winning the Super Bowl this year. You did famously last year in an over-unders podcast talking about the Tampa Bay Bucks said, hey, guess what? The Bucks are winning the Super Bowl. And I called you crazy, and you were prophetic. I'm just telling you, I think the Bills are winning the Super Bowl this year.
I'll save my official pick for next week, but I think the Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl this year.
What an exciting pick from you, buddy.
Well, look, you're picking the Bills.
You think favorite's going to win the Super Bowl? No. Well, at least they're like plus 1,200. At least there's some juice there. You got like plus 500 for the Chiefs.
That would be my pick right now. I'll do a little more thinking on this, but that's my pick.
All right. So,
for what it's worth, I actually do think it's an exciting pick. I'd be curious how many people actually pick the Chiefs this year.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. Like, yeah, you're right. The Bills could be a sexy one and all that, but I'm doing it before everyone else does.
The Rams, the Bucks.
So now I can say when other people pick the Bills, copying me. I get it. It's cool. I got to have fun of it.
Plant your flag.
I really do think the Bills are going to be.
Before the season, plant your flag.
yeah, exactly. To be fair, Elliot will tell everyone I told you about this a little while ago.
Agreed. You have been on
it for a while. I'm in on the Bills. So just to recap before we get out of here, the NFC East over-unders, we both like the Cowboys under 9.5. I like it a little bit more. We adore the Giants under 7. That's a lock. We both have the Eagles over 6.5. Elliot slightly higher. I have Washington over 8. Elliot has them just under 8. I feel good about that one. And then Bills over 11, Bengals under 6.5, Green Bay over 10.5, I would say, are my favorite, favorite bets on the board.
The Giants and Bengals might not win 7 games combined. Right? I mean, what would you set their combined wins
at? It's a great
one. 9?
Yeah, 9.5,
right, so
maybe.
You're not that far off.
Yeah,
so.
It's a great point, Elliot. I love it. I can't wait to earmuffs.
Football's back.
I can't wait to shit on the Giants all year long. It's going to be so
bad. Oh, they're going to be so bad.
It's going to be so great. All right. Check us out Saturday, 1-3 on WIP, bringing it our last show before it's actually football season, or like the day before a football game, which is pretty freaking exciting. So check us out then. Of course, next week, full slate of pods, Parks picks, picking the games, the whole thing. So it's going to be awesome. You got any final thoughts, E?
No, just once again, like that rain was scary. I'm happy for, you know, it was scary. I'm happy my basement was okay, but ultimately, like, it's just scary. And I hope everyone listening, if you were impacted by it, I hope everything works out. And I hope you're okay.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, first and foremost, that everyone's healthy and safe and okay. And then, obviously, that you know, you can move forward with all the damage and all that. We're definitely thinking of you. And, you know, there's nothing else you could say. Just thinking of everyone out there, and hopefully, we move through this. All right. And again, we'll be back Saturday next week. And, man, football's back. So, you know, at least
let's
that's something we can all get excited about, all be happy about. Football's back, and hopefully we got a fun season coming up. So until Saturday, he's Elliot. I'm James. We'll talk to you soon.